Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season. But don't.
I can't stop the feeling. See you when you're by. I can't stop the feeling. 103.1 FM.
Now, hey, now, don't dream it's over, hey.
103.1 FM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy in lower 50s here in the overnight. There could be one or two showers developing late tonight. That activity persisting into your Wednesday morning. And then sunshine breaking out with highs in the lower 70s. Dry for Thursday and middle 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Away a fortune in fear.
90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
Oh, yeah.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
Without conviction, I'm a man. Without
Looking for the 80s, 90s, and more?
You found it.
This is 103.1 FM. FM.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever?
It's the Sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the Sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes. You know it's the Sheet.
Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles.
It's the Sheet.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy in lower 50s here in the overnight. There could be one or two showers developing late tonight. That activity persisting into your Wednesday morning. And then sunshine breaking out with highs in the lower 70s. Dry for Thursday and middle 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Time in northern Michigan.
upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
listen.